Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Arachin, Perek Dalin, Mishnah Dalin, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esubas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Refayin, Josef Gahagon, Bikharav Mamish. And now we continue explaining the different klalim, the general rules that we discussed in Mishnah Aleph. So here's rule number two. Shanim Banidar Ketzad. What does that mean? Years are based off of the Nidar, the one who had the nether made about him. So Yalach Erechas Zakein, somebody who's younger, that was Marach, an older person, and they're in two different age brackets, Nisan Erech Zakein. The person gives the Erech of the older person. And Zakein Sherechas Yalid, an older person that was Marach, a younger one, Nosan Erech Yaled, he gives the Erech of the younger person. On the next rule, Arachim ba Nerech Ketzad, what does that mean? Arachim are about the Nerech, so Ish Erech Isha, Nosan Erech Isha. If a man was Marech a woman, so he gives the value the Torah gives for the woman. I mean, Isha Sharech Ish, if a woman was Marech a man, Nosan Erech Ish, she gives the value of the man's Erech that stayed in the Torah. And lastly, the fourth rule was, Erech Bezman HaErech Ketzad, what does that mean? The Erech at the time of the Erech? Let's say, for example, Harichet Pachasim ben Chamesh, a person was Marech somebody else who was younger than 5 years old. He said, Erech, that 3-year-old on me. V'nasa Yerushal ben Chamesh, and now the person became older than 5, and the person hadn't yet paid up. Or Pachasim ben Esrim, V'nasa Yerushal ben Esrim, he made this nether on somebody who was younger than 20, and now the person is older than 20. Noisin Kizmana Erech, he gives based off of how much the person was at the time that he made the nether. Now the Torah teaches that the youngest age we can be Marech somebody is 30 days old. But what about day 30 itself? So Yom Shloshim, if a child is 30 days old, Kilamat Mimenu, that's like below it, it's like he's younger than 30, and there's no Erech whatsoever. So if a person says, Erech, that 30-day-old baby on me, he's not chayv anything. The baby actually has to be 31 days old. Now similarly, says Mishnah, Shnas Chamesh Ushnas Esrim Kilamat Mimeno, the 5th year of a person's life or the 20th year of a person's life, Dahainu, the person's 4 years old, that means they already completed 4 years old and they're currently in their 5th year, or they're 19, that means they completed 19 years of their life and they're in their 20th year. So Kilamat Mimeno, that's like below it, it means that they're younger than 5 or they're younger than 20. How do we know this? Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, if the person's 60 years and up, if he's a male, he has to give X amount of money. We learn all of these from year 60. What does that mean? Just like a person's 60th year, which means he's 59 years old and he's in his 60th year of life. It's considered younger than 60. That's because the Pasuk clearly tells us, he has to be above 60. So too, the 5th year of a person's life and the 20th year of a person's life, that's like below it, it's like they're younger than 5 and younger than 20. However, the Mishnah asks on this, and now the Mishnah is actually beginning to sound a little bit like a Gemara. Hain, is this really so? Are we able to make such a comparison? Im also shnas shishim kilamata mimeno lahachmir. If you want to say the year 60 is considered below it, that turns out to be a chumrah, because the value of somebody who's between 20 and 60 is actually more than somebody who's above 60. But nasa shnas chamesh shnas esrim kilamata mimeno lahakel. Are you going to say that somebody who's 5 or 20, they're below that, meaning they're still younger than 5 and they're still younger than 20? Well, that turns out to be a kula, because somebody who's younger than 5 and younger than 20 has less of an erech than somebody who's older than 5 and older than 20. So how could you learn 5 and 20 from 60? And the answer to this is, you're right, Talmud Loimar, we actually have to darshan it from a pasuk. Shana, shana, l'gzera shava. We have a classic thing that's called l'gzera shava. We have one word, shana, that's said by shishim, and we have another word, shana, that's said by 5 and 20. And what's the comparison? Ma shana mur b'shnas shishim kilamat mimeno. Just like it's very clear from the pasuk, as we explained before, that the word shana that's stated by 60 is below it, it's considered younger than 60. Av shana mur b'shnas chamesh u'shnas esrim kilamat mimeno. So too, the word shana by 5 and 20 is also considered younger than it, bein l'hakel bein l'hachmer, whether it comes out to be a cooler or a chumra. And now the Mishnah concludes with a totally different shita. Rebbe Lazar says, ad shu yaseiris al shanim chaydash v'yayim echad. In order to consider a person the age that you would have to give that erech, he has to be that year and then a month and a day. And that's because he learns from Pidyon HaBen, a 30-day-old firstborn male has to be redeemed by the Kayin. However, he can't just be 30 days old, he has to be 30 days and a little bit. So it's the same thing. Once a person enters the year that's mentioned by the Torah, he has to live another month and a little bit into it in order to be able to say that he's reached that age, and then we'd be chayv that erech the Torah gives. However, the halacha is not like Rebbe Lezer. Now on the Perek Mishnah Aleph, continue to discuss a person donating some sort of value to the Beis HaMikdash. However, this does not have to do with a set value in erech. Here the Mishnah tells us, if a person says, my weight is on me, meaning I'm going to give my weight to the Beis HaMikdash. He has to give his weight. The question is, what type of currency? And the answer is, im kesef, kesef, im zav, zav. It depends what he said. If he said, I'm going to give my weight in silver, so he has to give his weight in silver. If he says he's going to give his weight in gold, he gives his weight in gold. And let's say he didn't say anything. He simply said, mishkali olai. So then he could give the least amount that's normally weighed in that area. So let's say, for example, they'll also weigh things in copper or even in a cheaper metal than that. So he could get away with that. He doesn't have to use choose silver or gold. But that's only with a regular person. If it's somebody wealthy, then they would have to give a higher amount. And here's an example of this. Maisa b'imashel Yermatia. There was a story with the mother of Yermatia. Yermatia was the daughter's name. Amr, the mother, had said, Mishkal biti alai, the weight of my daughter is on me. I'm going to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. But also the Yerushalayim. She went up to Yerushalayim, Ushkalua, and she weighed her daughter, v'nasna mishkal zahav, and she gave her weight in gold. And that's because she was wonderfully wealthy. And even though she didn't say what she's going to give, she didn't say the weight of my daughter on me is in gold. She just said, I'm going to give the weight of my daughter. Nonetheless, she gave it in gold because that was her social standing and how much money she had in the account. Now, here we have a different discussion. Let's say a person says, Mishkal yadi olai, the weight of my hand is on me. Now, the question is, how much does his hand weigh? We might know how much his body weighs, but what about his hand? So, Rabbi Yehuda says, here's an easy way to determine it. Mamali chavis mayim, fill up a barrel full of water, umachnisa marpekai, and then he puts his hand into it up until his elbow. That's considered his yad. And obviously, some of the water is going to spill out. So now the water is below the top line. What does he do next? V'shaykel basar chamar v'ginav atzamais. He weighs meat from a donkey, not just the meat, but also the sinews and the bones. And that's the same type as a person. And he puts in this meat of the donkey into this barrel until it fills up, meaning until it pushes the water up to the top. And however much that donkey meat weighs, again, including the bones and the sinews, so that's what he has to give to the Beis HaMikdash, because that's the same as the weight of his hand. However, Omer Rabbi Yezir says, that can't be. How is he able to be mechavin and say that this is exact, the meat corresponding to the meat and the bones corresponding to the bones? In other words, he holds donkey meat is totally different than a person's flesh and bones. El, rather, what's he supposed to do, says Rabbi Yezir? Shaman esayad kamhi ruya lishkal. We just estimate how much the hand is supposed to weigh. However you do that, maybe take measurements of all the proportions of the body and see what percentage of the body it is and give that amount to the Beis HaMikdash, but we do not do this whole shtick with the barrel of water and the donkey meat, according to Rabbi Yossi. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.